Welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Special, episode 81.
I'm Joel Hallbaker, teacher, speaker, and author of Inverted Leadership. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to lead through confident humility is key, and one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
Stepping forward in self-righteousness, where you're constantly looking at others and saying, it's not about serving others, it's not about making sure that they get taken care of, it's not about making sure that everyone else succeeds and that my relationship with them and with God is good. Instead, you're looking at it constantly as what's in it for you. What can you get out of other people? What can you do to take advantage of other people?
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In tonight's Saturday Night Special, I share with you why, if you're worried about being a hypocrite, that's actually a good sign. I also share why imperfection and hypocrisy are not the same thing. And I share some signs that do indicate that there may be some hypocrisies actually going on. You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type. But if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch. One of those things that I hear people worry about a lot is, are they being a hypocrite? Am I saying certain things and then doing something else? And I would argue that one reason that we fear this is in part because that's how we define hypocrite or hypocrisy. We look at it as when you say one thing and do something else, and that's partially, that's the beginning of looking at hypocrisy, but there's more to it than that. The truth is, if you say that something that you do or something that you could do is particularly bad, maybe you say smoking is bad for you, and then you actually do end up smoking, but you keep admitting that it's bad for you and you're trying to quit and you're saying it is bad for me and I know that it's bad for me and I really don't want to do it and I wish I could get help quitting, then that's not being a hypocrite. Instead, it's about saying that you believe a certain way, I believe that smoking is not actually bad, and therefore it's okay when people smoke. It's not harmful to them in any way. It's aligning your actions and your beliefs as opposed to aligning your actions and achieving perfection and always doing everything that you say exactly the way you say it. See, the truth is, if you look at people and you say, do as I say, not as I do, that's hypocrisy. But if you say, please don't do as I do, I know that it's bad and I'm trying to stop, but I just screwed up, I made a mistake, or perhaps you haven't yet been able to quit that bad behavior, that's not really hypocrisy. It's about advocating for certain things, saying certain beliefs or values are positive, and then living your life in a way that is counter to that. If you think about it, in times and people in the public, they often get exposed over time that they perhaps are a hypocrite because they get caught not in a lie or not making a mistake, but they get caught living completely out of alignment with what they say is what they believe and what they really want to be doing. That's when we start calling that out is hypocrisy. And the truth is, if you're worried about it, if you're concerned about it, if you're thinking to yourself, am I living in alignment with what I say and what I know and what I believe to be true, then odds are really good that right there, you already know that you're less likely to be living out in hypocrisy. Because the truth is, automatically, that concern means that if you are doing something that you know is bad, you are recognizing that badness and you have a chance to change that behavior. You have a chance to make a difference, to do something different. Because you have that chance, you can begin to change. You can begin to do something different. You can begin to act in a different way. You can begin to actually align yourself with those beliefs. You can actually begin to improve in some way. See, imperfection, not living exactly the way you really want to or you think is the best or that you know is good for you, and hypocrisy are not the same thing. Hypocrisy is when you know it's not the best, it's not good for you, it's not something that you should do, but then you do it anyway, and you try to hide it. You try to keep folks from seeing it. You try to make sure that it's something that folks don't observe in any way, shape, or form, because that alignment is not what it's cracked up to be. That if they find out, then that hypocrisy will be exposed. So let's talk about some of the ways that you can actually identify hypocrisy in yourself or others. The first is, if you notice that you're pretending to be someone you're not, if you're making an effort to appear a certain way in public, but then in private, you live and act and believe in a way that is totally counter to that, opposite of that, or otherwise really not in alignment, not fitting, not really belonging to it, not actually doing anything well in that way. Because if that's true, then that's a sign of hypocrisy. If you're seeking out and doing action so that not you feel better or that others around you are being served better, but instead so that you get praise. In other words, if you do it and you make sure everyone knows about it so that you can be held up as more successful or more praiseworthy, that's a sign that you might be moving down the road towards hypocrisy. If you constantly find yourself correcting everyone around you, but not paying attention or worrying about what you do yourself, that's a sign that you could be on the road to hypocrisy. If you find yourself looking at it and saying, this is the way we've always done it, this is the way that it's always been, that being tied towards the importance of tradition and rigidness and doing things the same way all the time, that can be a sign of hypocrisy. And as well, if you find yourself stepping forward in self-righteousness, where you're constantly looking at others and saying, it's not about serving others, it's not about making sure that they get taken care of, it's not about making sure that everyone else succeeds and that my relationship with them and with God is good. Instead, you're looking at it constantly as what's in it for you? What can you get out of other people? What can you do to take advantage of other people? That self-righteousness often is a sign of true hypocrisy as well. So examine your heart, examine your actions, examine your thoughts. Are you living out in a way that is in alignment with what you say you believe? And if you are, then that is probably a good sign. But if you're not, what can you do to not beat yourself up and look for perfection, but instead to begin to recognize what can you do, what actions can you take to begin to bring your action and your beliefs into alignment. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.